Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I am your host, Tammy Adams. I talk with your angels and spirit guides, guiding, healing, and teaching you how to have a fulfilled life, living your purpose, healing karma, and bringing forth good karma. Welcome, everyone that is out there today. It is wonderful to be here. Hopefully all of you, wherever you are located, are having an amazing, spectacular day. And let's set our intentions today to have an absolutely accomplished, well-rounded, emotionally happy, and spiritually awakening day. So welcome, everyone. Today is going to be extremely beyond the point of interesting. So if you guys want to, definitely call in. It is extremely knowledgeable and absolutely beneficial show, because this is called, you know, the Sedona Blog Talk Radio. So one reason why I got involved with this radio station and the reason why I love it is because we share the same awareness, the same passion, which is about spirituality. It's about vortexes. It's about connecting with our angels. It's about connecting with healing energy, creating alignment. So today our focus is about vortexes. So if our focus today is about vortexes, each and every one of you have an advantage to talk to me, get live on air, and ask me what questions that you may want to know or that you do not understand in regards towards vortexes. Many of them are in Sedona. Many of them are around the world. But we don't allow ourselves to pay attention to the energy that is around us and to the blessings that we are so fortunate to have. So awaken yourself today. Get yourself to take a step out and sit there and listen and pay attention to the message that's coming from our angels, from using me to get the message out there for you. But maybe there's a message that's going to be coming from your angels as well, of a location, of a specific detail that you need to follow. You know, I actually, when I was younger, I grew up between California and New York. I spent also a lot of time in, I spent also a lot of time in Sedona. So when I was in my junior high, you know, the end of elementary, fifth, sixth grade, you know, going into junior high years, I spent a lot of time in Sedona learning and understanding what vortexes are. I was fortunate enough to have the blessing of connecting with a shaman who was a medicine man healer for the medicine man healer for the Hopi tribe. And he was absolutely amazing, so spectacular, so wonderful, very giving, very unconditional love, absolutely knowledgeable, and just so soft in so many ways. There was no ego. You know how people usually have an ego somewhere, how they have some type of ego somewhere. Even sometimes I even notice my ego coming out very, 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 very seldomly, but we all have a little bit of ego. He did not have ego. He just was this person who is filled with light, absolutely just loving, loving person. So I connected with him. I was fortunate enough, thanks to my mother and the other people that surrounded me, I was able to have a connection with him because of my intuition, because of my ability communicating with guardian angels. People thought it would have been a great idea for us to connect because maybe he had some type of an insight of some sort to help awaken me, guide me, direct me, teach me something that would help me. So he did help me in many ways. And one thing that was extremely beyond the point of beneficial more than anything, was he helped me understand the energy and the power and the gifts that we receive from a vortex. many of us do not really understand how fortunate we really truly are. Now, I know Sedona way back when. I know Sedona when it was not as it is to now, not with the big hotels, with, you know, the new facing of the mall that they have, you know, the big stores. When I was there, it was just a simple little town that was absolutely peaceful. You know, their conversation, so cute. Their conversation was quite often about aliens or, you know, the vortex energy or connecting with their angels or connecting with spirit guides, because Sedona has always been recognized. When I was there as a child, Sedona was always recognized as a place also where extraterrestrials and other life beings would come. And it's also because of the vortexes. So there's a lot to talk about in this show today. I'm going to try to hope that I can get through a lot of points that I would love to talk about. But really having that relationship with him and learning the meaning of what Bell Rock was, what Cathedral Rock was, what, you know, River Rock, Red Rock Crossing was about. You know, literally connecting with these locations in Sedona was very, extremely amazing, very beneficial. Boynton Canyon, you know, so many places that I spent time meditating, spent time learning how to connect with energy, truly understanding the meaning of vibration, the meaning of release, the meaning of surrender. So hopefully many of you out there can benefit from this information so that you can allow yourself to grow, so that you can become in a higher place and go towards these locations, literally meditate, go climb the mountain, go focus on allowing yourself to go through a healing. Take a retreat. Do something that's going to help to create movement. Sedona is a place that I quite often take clients to do spiritual retreats to help to recreate themselves. It's like a rebirth. And I call it a rebirth because most people who I take to these locations are literally so blocked, so absolutely filled with blockages, interference, negativity, sadness, pain, that it is important and it is absolutely necessary to do something that's going to create a huge jolt within them. So going to Sedona has always been an absolute blessing and complete reward for any person that I've ever taken there. I've never, ever have come home with my client having failure, not a small amount of movement, huge amounts of movement. And usually once the part that's so cute and so funny is, it doesn't matter whether I'm with a male, a female, and they're private retreats. I know I don't usually do group retreats. So usually by the time the retreat's over and it's time for us to separate, I go my way, they go their way, we're on at the airport. They're like, please, Tammy, please, I just want to take you home. I don't want to leave. It is the same comment from most every person. It is the cutest, wonderful thing because they're so happy. And that makes me so excited because they're so happy and so filled with joy because of what they just went through, because of the accomplishment and what I have taught them and how I have helped them, that they just literally, they want to attach themselves with me so I can be there with them emotionally, spiritually, physically, and teaching them continuously. And that is what our purpose is. You know, my purpose is to be a mentor. My purpose is to be a teacher. My purpose is to be someone who can help heal you, guide you, show you the way. But a mentor and a teacher is only there for so long. And even though I could be a mentor and a teacher to take you through college, to take you through the university, go all the way up, I can do that for you. But it is necessary that you allow yourself to grow. It is absolutely necessary. And some people don't allow themselves to realize, unless you take the information and grow with it and do something with the information, you will not be able to really truly go through the transformation and go through the growth. You have to do the homework. So let's say you're in seventh grade, you're taking algebra, you don't do the homework, but yet you have someone else doing your homework and you're going and you're skipping ahead. Now you're in calculus. You're not going to know how to do calculus. And now you need it because you never did the homework. So it's the same way with spirituality. You have to take the baby steps. You have to learn to meditate. You have to learn to listen. Absolutely necessary to surrender. Absolutely necessary. There is no way possible we can become who we are supposed to be, opening the doors towards our true path and purpose, unless we surrender. Surrender does not mean giving up our desires, our dreams, our happiness. Surrendering means letting go of the pain, letting go of the complications that have been around us, surrendering the control that's stopping us from being who we could be, who we are meant to be. Each and every one of us, everyone pay attention to what I'm saying, please. Each and every single one of us has a purpose. Each and every single one of us has a reason to be here. God and our angels have constantly shown us visions, dreams, feelings, deja vu, whatever it is you want to call it, has shown us sign after sign after sign. This is what you're good at. This is what you're supposed to do. This is the direction. But we have not surrendered to listen, to hear, to feel, to really take that message to a place where we can apply it. So it is so important that so many of you understand today. Every one of you are absolutely amazing. Every one of you are absolutely awesome in every way, shape, and form. We have so many blessings that we are so fortunate to have, but we're not using them to our advantage. Right? Here's a silly example. Say we're trying to, because I love cleaning, okay? I'm like a clean freak type person. You know, I used to live in a convent, so you have to excuse me. And not necessarily that all convents mean that you have to be spotless, but it's just I was always about, you know, oiling the pews and focusing on cleaning the floors and spotlessing the kitchen and making sure the sinks were spotless. You know, I just always loved, been taught that from my mother to the convent to everywhere. So you're sitting there and you have a grease spot. You're wiping it with water and a towel, a rag, whatever, okay? But you're not using the solution. You're not using the Clorox. You're not using the ammonia. You're not using the soap. You're not using anything to clean the grease. So the grease really isn't allowing any movement. If there's no movement, all you're doing is putting it in circles, and you may have spread it now even because you haven't used the tools that you were given, which is the cleansing tools, the ammonia, the Clorox, the soap, whatever it may be, right? So how are you going to clean the grease unless you use the tools? You can't. It won't just go away if you just wipe it off. It won't. So, and that's a silly example, but I'm trying to be really specific here to get your guys' attention so that you understand if you don't use the tools of intuition, if you don't use the tools of your messages that God and your angels have given us, what makes you think that you are going to succeed, that you are going to accomplish getting to that level of where you wish you could be? Most of us don't even realize where we want to be because we are so confused within us. Today, by allowing yourself to go to a vortex, by allowing yourself to go to these locations, you can actually connect and create some type of opening within you. So let's get to our show. What is a vortex? What are vortexes? Let's talk about that for one moment. A vortex is a swirl of energy. It is a natural creation. It's a natural energy that swirls and creates some type of a swirl movement. Okay? And they call it a vortex because it's constantly swirling. And the energy comes from within the earth. So it's a very powerful place that's filled with very positive energy. Okay? So it's a swirl of energy. So usually, and this is one thing that I help people understand, that it's because of the vortex, it's not because of us. A lot of people, when they go to a vortex, they say that they feel like they have, I can't think of the word right now, what's it called? Altitude. Like, oh, it's the altitude, that's the reason why I'm feeling so dizzy. Oh, it's this, this is the reason why I'm feeling so dizzy. Whenever you're near a vortex, you will become dizzy. You will become lightheaded. You will feel like as if you're swirling because that's what a vortex says, just to let you know. How do vortexes help us? Okay, this is the question that many of you want to know, and here's the answer. A vortex helps us because by climbing or sitting or going to these locations, you will then become rebalanced. You will become reconnected with your energy points, chakras, the chakras, energy point levels within your body. You will no longer feel some type of a block. You will then feel some type of opening. Whether you want to or whether you don't, this will happen naturally. You don't have to work at it. It's important if you feel as though you have very heavy issues that you're dealing with to take someone who understands vortexes, to take someone that can take you to the special location so that you can actually get the work done that you want to accomplish to be 100% successful. But even if you don't take anyone and you go to a vortex, you will have some type of movement. Maybe not all the movement, but you will have some type of movement of some sort that will benefit you. How they help us, they fill us with positive energy. And as we're being filled with positive energy, it's almost like as if the negative doesn't have a lot of room anymore, so it kind of forces it out. That's a good example. Why are they so important? Because without having the vortexes, we wouldn't have locations on this planet that are high energy points to help us to get reconnected. Now, in the United States, we had, you know, we had the tribes, we had the American Indians that, you know, knew about these for thousands of years. So they would be like, well, I'm going to go here to meditate. This is where I'm going to find out, you know, who's my spirit animal, whether it's a bear, whether it's an eagle, whether it's a wolf, whatever it may be. Who am I? You know, they go to these locations to figure out who they are and to have awakenings. And they would meditate. They would sit there and go through a ritual process of connecting with the energy and with spirit. But today, in the United States, people have become much more aware that this is something that is beneficial. This is something that is absolutely beyond the point of amazing and spectacular. And they're realizing that Sedona is not just, you know, Sedona became very popular and very recognized for the purpose of the vortexes and the energy that it has there. Some people, quite often actually, when I go to Sedona, I always ask people. I love, love, love talking to people. So I sit there and I talk to people and I'm like, oh, so why are you in Sedona? What brought you here? Oh, I came for the golfing. Oh, I came for the spa. I said, "Oh, do you know anything else that Sedona is good for?" And they'll be like, "Oh, no, I'm not aware. What is, you know, what are you saying? What is Sedona good for?" And I said, "You know, Sedona has vortexes, this and this and this." And then I'll explain to them, you know, "Have you been feeling? What have you been doing?" And that's just like an elevator or at the, you know, coffee shop or wherever it may be. And then people are like, "Oh my gosh, thank you for telling me." So Sedona is an extremely spiritual place, but some people, because it does have so many absolutely fascinating golfing locations, really wonderful spas, it's really focused on healing and helping people to rejuvenate within themselves, to really be focused on relaxation, that people are starting to not remember why Sedona is so awesome. Not everybody understands it. So some people think it's for the golfing or for the spas or whatever it may be. And yes, that's absolutely amazing. Even though they're going there, they are receiving some sort of result, even though they're unaware. And they come back and they're just like, "I went to Sedona and I just became renewed. I don't know what it was, but when I went to the spa, I just felt totally reawakened." And I just laugh and I'm just like, "Oh my gosh, it has nothing to do with the spa, it's the energy." Because I know, of course, and I understand it, but they don't know why they're feeling this. You know, because I meet people that have been to Sedona, but they don't know about the vortexes also. So, you know, I meet people around the world. Are there only positive vortexes? Absolutely, 1,000,000%. There's positive vortexes and there's negative vortexes, just like everything on the planet. There's good and there's bad. There is heavenly, absolutely majestic and amazing and angelic, and there is evil. There is kindness and there is absolute hatred and frustration and negativity. There's so much, you know, yin and yang around this planet. And within our souls, within our lives, within our daily activities, within the people we meet. But it is up to us to choose and to make the right decision to stay only at the positive locations and to continue to portray that positive energy outward. Now, in regards towards the negative vortex, let me mention one that is world famous, the Bermuda Triangle. Negative vortex. Absolutely, 1,000,000%, totally recognized. We do have some callers, so let me get this one call, and then I'll get to the rest of you later. How do I do this? Hi, you're on the air. Can I help you? What's your name?
Hi, Tammy. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you. What's your name?
Andrea.
Andrea, hi. So beautiful to have you here. Where are you from?
Oh, thank you. I'm from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Oh, how beautiful. How can I help you, Andrea?
Are there any vortexes here in my area where I live?
There actually, I know there is one near Virginia. If you do me a favor, because I don't know the name of it at the top of my head, there is one that is near there. Pay attention. Join me on my Facebook or one of my sites, and I'll post it later today.
Okay.
What you do is you just go on my website at growingyourknowledge.com and then go to my you know, media sites, follow them, you know, join it, however, you know, you just sign up or whatever, and then I'll post it. I know for a fact that there's one. I know that there's also one. Well, I mean, there's a really powerful one in Southern South Carolina, but that's too far.
South Carolina.
And that one's the one that's in the what?
I said, yeah, South Carolina is kind of far from me.
Yeah, of course. But I know that there's one near where you're located because I've been there. I just can't think of the name at the top of my head right now.
And intuitively, can you see if I have any blocks and where they're at and how I can clear them?
That's a great question. I can.
Okay.
Intuitively, I can see that you have a blockage with your throat chakra. You have a blockage with your third eye, which is your forehead. That's in regards towards decisions, direction, knowing whether you need to turn left or right, which is kind of hard because then it creates more confusion instead of, you know, settlement. And then you also have a block with your foundation, which is your root chakra and your tailbone. So knowing and proving to you that how those are that way is you should feel like literally, sometimes you should feel literally like as if that you're foggy. Sometimes you should feel like as if that when you're trying to say something important, you may feel this feeling of your throat closing up or, you know, swallowing hard and some type of difficulty when you're trying to say something that's very significant. And then your root chakra, which is your foundation at your tailbone, means that you would have two complications that you would have on a physical level if you have your root chakra blocked. One is you would have complications with your lower intestines, possibly, or you would have complications with your, you know, other organs, bowel, female, whatever it may be. So the root foundation, I can see, thank you. Root foundation is very significant because without your foundation, just like in a home, you know, I can sit here and say, oh, it's all good, Andrea, you know, as long as your foundation's good. Because of your foundation being blocked, just like in a home, if your foundation's no good, then what are you going to do? You're going to fall.
Exactly. You don't have a house.
That's why you're working so hard. That's why you have so many challenges is because you're constantly trying to get yourself to sit straight again, you know? You know, I can help you. I can work with you on that. Just go on my website, and then I have so much free information, so much free information. So hopefully one of the blogs or, you know, and if you can't receive help from the information that I have there for free, then, of course, then you can always just set up an appointment with me, obviously, and I can help you. But I do have a lot of free information out there on the blogs, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, you know. Now I have Periscope, and I'm, you know, doing daily meditations on Periscope. So there's a lot of information that you guys can benefit from, or even the newsletter, you know. I have, like,
I'm on Periscope. So you're on there under Tammy? On Periscope?
I'm under Ask Tammy. On Periscope, I'm under Ask Tammy.
Okay.
I've just started doing it this last week, even though I've had it for a couple weeks. And I've been really staying focused. Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah.
Good timing.
I think that my purpose here is to heal. People feel very comfortable around me, and even when I'm talking, sometimes they say I put them to sleep. My voice
That's wonderful.
Soothing.
That's a gift. But
and I know I'm blocked, and I want to really, really take full advantage of everything that I've been blessed with so that I can help other people. Because I'm getting ready to
If you really just want to just get yourself moving, then call to the office and set up an appointment, and it'll help you immediately. You know, if you're not into the free information, you're not into, you know, trying to figure it out, call and set up an appointment, and I'll help you as soon as possible. But join me on, it's the at symbol, and then it's Ask Tammy. If you're already on Periscope, it's easy to find me.
Okay.
But, yeah, hopefully that answered
you
your questions,
much.
And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Me too. Take care, and thank
you
so much for all the information.
Yes, you too. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're so welcome. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, that was a beautiful call. I love callers. So I know that we have callers that are calling in. If you guys want to call in, call in. Let me just get through some of these points and subjects and things that I need to speak about today to help all of you. I noticed one thing that I do is I talk a lot, and then I don't always get to go through all my points because I love taking phone calls. Okay, so there's negative and positive vortexes. When we take people to these vortexes, not just me, I'm talking about shamans, healers, people that do retreats. When we take people and go out there to these locations, okay, I have this one person who's absolutely amazing and absolutely wonderful. She is one of these world travel people that, you know, constantly handling, you know, important things for this big company. I can't say details. And she travels the world. The woman has no life. She has no time. She has no, oh my gosh, she's just always, always busy, always busy. So long story short, I'm like, you know, you're going to kill yourself because you're running ragged. You're beyond the point of stressed out. You are so exhausted. You have no time for yourself and you are not taking care of yourself at all. Just because you have nice shoes, just because you have a wonderful purse, just because you have an awesome outfit, beautiful haircut, does not mean you're taking care of yourself. You have to rest. You have to rebalance. You have to reconnect. She absolutely was so emotionally and spiritually disconnected, not because she wanted to be, because she had no time. She would be home in the United States, let's say, for 2-3 days, and she was off to Russia. She gets home from Russia. She's home. Let's say this time she's home for a full 3 days. Now she leaves. Now she's off to China. She was constantly, constantly, constantly gone. She was never home for more than a week. I've never seen her home for more than a week. Long story short, she had complications with her son. Now her son is on drugs. Her son is completely just like, I'm done. I can't take it. I have no family. My father's this. My mother's never home. Blah, blah, blah. All these negative things. She has to keep working. She doesn't want to destroy her career because, you know, she's so important in the position that she's in. So she's afraid. She just doesn't know which way she should turn. So I have her take a little bit of time off, a week, you know, so she can spend a couple days with her son doing the things that need to be done to help heal him. And then a couple days for me and her to go to Sedona. During the process of her going to the retreat, working and dealing with the emotions that came up, she had such a huge transformation, that it was like a new person. She no longer walked with fear. She no longer walked with worry. She all of a sudden had this confidence in which she needed so that she can push herself forward. It was awesome. It was so absolutely wonderful. I know that there's so many of you out there that listen to the show and hear the show, but yet you guys have so many questions. You guys have so many things that you guys want to talk about. Of course, like I said, I love to have people call in. So call in 657-383-0285. I know there's people trying to call in, but whoever wants to call in, I promise I'll answer your guys' calls in a little bit, and then we can ask whatever questions you guys may have. The reason why I'm saying that is because if you're trying to create balance in your life, let me help you while we're on the subject. Let's talk about where I can help you to go towards, to visit, to help create some type of accomplishment and movement in your life. Sedona vortexes are different because they have several in one location. Now, it's not because their vortexes are more powerful than anyone else's. It's because Sedona has several vortexes in a small, extremely small location. So Sedona has several locations that you can meditate, go through healing, rebalance, reconnect, recreate yourself, et cetera, et cetera. So Sedona is different for that purpose. And you see different results in each location that you go to, whether it's Cathedral Rock, whether it's Bell Rock, whether it's Red Rock Crossing, you know, Boynton Canyon, whatever location you go to, you will feel movement. You know, airport vortex. I go there for certain purposes, take clients there for a certain purpose. Every vortex has a different reason why they're there in Sedona. Can we have a vortex in our own backyard? Isn't that like something like fascinating to think about? Now, the reason why I say this is because the answer is yes. It is absolutely awesome. Very rare. Totally not common, but absolutely yes. why would we not be able to have a vortex in our own backyard, you know, if these other vortexes are wherever they are located? I mean, it's just, it's really about allowing yourself to connect with the, because there's an alignment. There's huge amounts of alignments throughout the whole world that all cross, and that's where you'll usually find where it crosses. Excuse me, that's where you'll usually find the vortex and connect with the energy and have some type of movement and accomplishment. So it's pretty awesome. What do I feel when I go to a vortex? And then I'll explain what you feel. I said it for a moment earlier. But when I go to a vortex, I feel like as if, well, I feel like I can fly because the energy is so light. My head turns really light. My body feels really light. But I have this cheery, happy, absolutely hugest smile that I get filled with. Because the vortex makes you bring forward that happy, cheery, wonderful, positive, great, awesome energy. Like when I just recently went to Mount Shasta and took a client on a retreat there, we went to Mount Shasta because Mount Shasta is a vortex. And I go to Mount Shasta. We're sitting there, we're meditating, we're doing. And I just had this huge smile. And I'm just like, gosh, every time I come to a vortex, I end up with these huge smiles. This is so wonderful. And then I'm just sitting there thanking God, thanking the angels for the opportunity, for the blessing to be here, literally to be here. It is so awesome. So what you feel is lightheadedness. Most people blame it on altitude, but it's not. You know, we put different reasons, dehydration, whatever. We put different reasons why we feel the way we feel. But you as well will feel some type of a lightness of some sort. It's really awesome. If you guys want to contact me, like Amanda was asking, you guys can always contact me at www.growinginknowledge.com, www.growinginknowledge.com, or you can call at area code 916-930-0781, 916-930-0781. And you also can connect, if you go on my website, like I mentioned to her earlier, I have many media sites that I'm a part of, or social sites, excuse me, not media. And these social sites are Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, Instagram, you know, all these things. I have blogs. I have so many things. Then I also have the monthly newsletter. Then I have, you know, the radio shows. I have this show. Then I have another radio show that I'm a part of. So there's a lot of things that you guys can be a part of that is completely for free, just so you guys can constantly get information that's coming from your guardian angels. On Facebook and Twitter, I have daily messages that I give out all the time, every single day, every day, every day, every day. Then I have blogs, obviously, which is, you know, usually weekly. And then the monthly newsletter, which is much more detailed about the sign, the stones and the energy that you need to be focusing on, connecting with which chakra, which color you need to focus on, and the huge message that's coming from our angels. So it's really awesome. You'll totally love that. Can you overdo working on yourself with the vortexes? Yes. 100% yes. Why can we overdo it? Is because if you go to a vortex and you're working really hard and you sit there and you want to work more and you want to work more and you're like, oh, well, I just love this feeling. I love this feeling of freedom. I love this feeling of feeling as though I'm floaty. I love this. I love this. I love this. You then become no longer grounded. When you become no longer grounded, what happens? That is a negative, because when you disconnect and you just are in the spiritual realm, then there starts to become complications, okay? So you need to make for sure that you focus on being very cautious and not overdue. Okay, let me accept a caller for a moment. I know a lot of people are calling. Let me accept. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tracy. Hello?
Oh, hi, Tracy. How are you? Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Great. Do you have any questions?
I actually, my question worked perfectly with what you were saying about overdoing it. And my question was, what can you expect in terms of physical symptoms? Because I've been working a lot, just trying to clear things out. And I woke up with a nosebleed, and I knew immediately it was somehow related, and I went and Googled. But, you know, when you're finding things online, you don't know what to trust.
What's real.
And
right, and that's
right,
true. And I'm glad
real.
You said and, that, because a lot of people do put a lot of information out there, but yet it's kind of like going to a therapist that's never had children and expecting them to tell you the truth. A lot of people put information out there that they assume, but they haven't done the work and they don't really know. So, yes, I'm glad you said that. In regards towards overdoing, having the nosebleed obviously means that you are allowing yourself to overpush it. We need to relax. So it's like perfect example with a vortex and working with healing. I know this sounds insane and sounds crazy to people, but it's true. It's like overworking at the gym, right? So say we sit there and we're like, well, I want to lose weight and I want to work on losing weight and I want to gain muscle and I want to look like a muscle man, you know, whatever. And we overdo it. Then we start ripping and tearing our muscles. We create overexhaustion. We become anorexic because we overworked ourselves. So now our body's, you know, really losing its nutrients and losing what it needs. When we overwork energetically and we overwork at, you know, a vortex, we then become way too light, where we become no longer grounded. When you become no longer grounded, how are you going to function in the human world that we live in, which is very focused on business, very focused on, you know, things that are not the way they should be, but it is the life that we live. So we do have to have some type of awareness and some type of a grounding in order to function with the daily routine of living in the world. You know, not all of us are monks and can stay in prayer and meditation daily. I mean, that's all good that they don't need to be grounded. So that's good.
Yes.
But the ones who live in this world, who are paying their bills, that have jobs, that have children, that have husbands, that have responsibilities, you cannot do that, because when you allow yourself to overwork and really focus on continuing to push yourself to the limits, you become disconnected and you become too floaty and you lose time. Do you understand what I mean by losing time?
I use that term all the time. Because I do lose time.
Totally get it.
Yes.
Beautiful. So that means you need to learn. So how you do it beautifully and how you do it absolutely wonderful is like exactly like this, Tracy. You go, you meditate for 3 days, you do your work, maybe let's say real hard for 3 days. Okay. Then in 2 weeks, then you go back to reality. Okay. Apply everything you've learned. Apply the energy that you've just absolutely received and awesome and everything wonderful. Then for 2 weeks, you just work on applying that and make that become a part of your life. Okay. Then you go back and do maybe 2 days. And then you go back and you do humanness again and you're in life, you know, for 2 weeks again. So do it in spurts. So then that way you grow gradually instead of allowing yourself to do something so dramatic and create complications. Because when we are not at that level of complete peace, when we are not at that level of, you know, having that high spiritual connection, we can actually harm ourselves exactly like you expressed with the nosebleed. And it's not really harming where you can get, you know, put in the hospital or you can have some type of huge negative situation. It's just when you're draining all the negative, don't expect it to feel good and don't always expect it to be absolutely awesome. Sometimes you will have nosebleeds. Sometimes you will feel physical pain. Sometimes you'll feel like as if you're, you know, going through some type of dramatic surgery of some sort, you know, extreme excruciating pain. When we are releasing negative and when we're going through that huge flush of releasing, it's like a pool. And sometimes it doesn't feel so good. So I suggest people to do things very slowly because they don't understand and they don't know how to handle it or deal with it. Plus, then once you come back into reality of the human life that we live, you know, dealing with society, dealing with, you know, all this world that we are a part of, it becomes very, very mixed. You know, it creates a lot of complications for people.
Mm-hmm.
So do it in spurts.
That makes a lot of sense. I was laughing because I'm like, yeah, you know, you're expecting this calming and this release and this feeling of lightness when you're dumping this stuff. And actually, it's at least for me, most of the time, it's the complete opposite of that. So you do get a little, at least for me, I get a little, like I want to back off or do I push through? So this has been very helpful. And then I wanted to ask you,
good.
So I take it, what I'm doing is working, I take it. And just wanted to get a feel for if you could tell me sort of where I'm at and if there's so many decisions and things that have to be done that are all in the air, like 7 or 8 things that are just in the air. And I'm thinking maybe it's because
business-wise,
I'm in the air.
You're saying?
Yeah, business-wise, yes.
Okay.
All of it is business-wise, earth stuff.
Okay, so you're saying, so the question, so I'm closing my eyes now so I can reply to your question. So what is, say your question one more time, just so I can answer the question correctly. So you want to know about business. What do you want to know?
Basically, everything I'm doing right now is in the air because of other people, and I'm wondering if it's because of the energy I'm working that I'm in the air, and that's why nothing's really landing. Or
yes.
If you could tell me
they said yes.
Where it was.
Yes. But not to interrupt you, but as you were talking just now, and I had my eyes closed, it was an extreme huge yes. They said because you are not allowing yourself to truly have that desire and that want to work hard, you don't have that energy to say, okay, I'm ready to take it on. You know, you're so focused on things that are going on around you that energetically you're really not pulling for it. So it's because of you. If you change that and you sit there and say, okay, I'll do it in spurts and I'll work on myself slowly, and okay, come on, Tracy, I can put up with this. I can take this. I can hold this. I can make this happen. Then yes, then absolutely things and contracts and doors will start opening and actually come through. But you have to be prepared for it. And at the present moment, you're not. So it's kind of like
mm-hmm.
your guardian angel is protecting you because she knows you're not ready, even though you're saying you are. But you're really not. So once you really are, then it'll happen.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And then just one practical question. Should I start my own business or work for someone else? I have all these opportunities.
I mean, I know this sounds horrible what I'm going to say, but obviously I'm going to say work for yourself. Obviously. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're such an amazing person and you're so awesome. So, you know, working for other people has always held you back.
Yeah.
People take from you. But, you know, if you're talking about it on a financial level, then I have to advise you to work for somebody else at the present moment. But if you're talking about what you need to do, obviously it's working for yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was so wonderful. Okay, here's another caller. Let me get this because I know. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? Hello? Answered it. Let's see. Hello? Oh, I think I messed up. I answered your call. Sorry, somebody just called, and I answered your call, but as I answered it, something happened. So if you want, go ahead and call back so we can answer any questions you guys have. I know there's other callers, but I talk too much, and then they disconnect. So this is what we need to talk about before we go today. First off, I love that question that Tracy asked. Absolutely amazing. In regards towards finding a location near you, what I would advise you doing – email me or ask me the question somehow, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Twitter. I don't really know how to deal with the Twitter. I know I have assistants that give me the information. I'm not really good at answering the Twitter, but the Facebook I have on my phone. So if you ask me, hey, I live here, this is where I'm located, you know, where's the location I need to go? Or, hey, I'm over here, what's the best, you know, nearest location I can go? And it doesn't matter where in the world you're located, because, you know, I do know about the places that are in China. I know about the places that are in Russia. I mean, there's so many amazing places. There's a place in Egypt. There's so many amazing places that I physically have traveled around the world to that I can advise you, help you, guide you towards these locations. So get in touch with me, connect with me, and then that way I can help you then to start helping yourself. Why would you want to go to a vortex? This is one question that I kind of said earlier in the beginning of the show, but let's make for sure and bring that back and say it a little different. Why would you want to go to a vortex? You would want to go to a vortex so that you can allow yourself to be filled with positive energy once again. Even though, good example, like when I was talking with a caller a moment ago, where sometimes you will feel some type of physical release that is not very comfortable and not very welcoming, it helps to create removal of negativity. I had a client who was holding on to an absolutely horrible relationship. Horrible relationship. This person would beat her, physically beat this woman. And this was not a small woman. She was quite tall, and she wasn't really heavy set, but she was a little bit overweight, you know, probably by like 50 pounds. And she absolutely was so strong, okay? She was, you know how the Vikings, how they're like just built strong? She just had this strength. Now, her husband, on the other hand, was not as tall as her, and not as strong as her either. I mean, he looked kind of wimpy, to say it really straight out. Long story short, he used to beat her up. He would lift a chair, throw it at her. He would get things, beat her with it. I mean, he just was so, and I was like, I cannot believe that you're dealing with, I mean, I, of course, me. You know, I have to be absolutely supportive and totally be there to help her and help her to understand that this isn't right. So I can't have frustration. I can't have anger, even though I'm like starting to, my emotions are starting to rise because I'm so upset that I cannot believe that she's going through this. So I have to sit there and look at the situation on a spiritual level and see, what has she done to create this negativity? What has happened to create this karmic tie between her and him? And why is he so physically abusive, even though this man really truly does love this woman? I mean, he really loved her. It was ridiculous, but yet he beat her and beat her and beat her. And saw the reason was because he was envious. Saw the reason because past life karma, things that she's done before, all sorts of reasons. Bottom line, we went to Sedona, went to go work on healing, getting rid of all the karmic debt, releasing the karmic energy that's been connected, helping to just really open things up to clear the air energetically. So as we go to Sedona and we're working now on her first chakra and her second chakra, and we're over at Boynton Canyon, and we're working on releasing negativity, really going back into the past, working on remembering that karmic connection and who she was, what she did, and who he was and what he did, it was so physically painful, she said. She felt like as if that she was going through labor once again, and she just had she didn't just recently have twins during that time, but she had twin boys, and they were probably, I think they were about 11. Anyways, so process, she felt this physical pain, and once she was done, she was laughing with joy, as though she's been through rebirth, as though she had to literally give birth to the negativity and to the disruption in order for her to release it. I know what I'm talking about is really heavy, really serious, really dramatic, but I'm being honest with all of you guys out there. Sometimes you have to give birth to the negativity to get it out of your system. It's insane, and it sounds crazy, but it's the truth. And then you will be rewarded with rebirth and renewal. It is so awesome. And she went home, and, you know, I talked with her husband, worked with her husband a little bit, and now they're, you know, happy, amazing, awesome, and everything's wonderful. Never again did he allow himself to do one wrong action. It was so absolutely amazing and spectacular. Just a quick, you know, beneficial locations that you guys can use. Palm Springs, Utah, North Carolina, Colorado, Florida, China, Russia, Egypt, just to mention a few. There are places around the world that are absolutely awesome and filled with spectacular. Mount Shasta, Sedona, obviously, I've been talking about it the whole time. There's so many locations we can really connect with that will awaken our soul and our spirit. Look at the location that is closest to you. And they're not always advertised either. That's the thing that you need to allow yourself to understand. They're not always advertised. A lot of towns don't want to, you know, put this sign out there and say, oh, we have vortex energy here. So you really have to dig, or you have to get in touch with me so I can help you to find the location that's closest to you. But it's absolutely beyond the point of awesome. Is it only for spiritual people? Vortexes only for people who understand it, only for people who are truly searching, only for people who want to make movement? Absolutely not. Vortexes, even though it's awesome for us to go who want it, vortexes are absolutely and amazing for people who are unaware and don't understand, because it creates movement, and because they're so innocent, because they're so disconnected, it creates movement in such an innocent way that it's even more spectacular for someone who doesn't know. So I hope that so many of you out there were able to benefit from the show today. Please always, if you have any questions or you love the show or you have ideas for the show, contact me, get in touch with me. My personal email is on the website where you can write to me personally. It's just at tammy@growingandknowledge.com. But, you know, go on the website, growingandknowledge.com, or call 916-930-0781, and then you can find me and connect with me. I have two locations, one in Sacramento, California, one in Redding, California, near Mount Shasta, for the purpose of the vortex. And I also have a retreat center there as well. So hopefully all of you were able to gain a bit of knowledge, but also a huge amount of beneficial help for you guys to continue going on your journey. I love being here. I am your host, Tammy Adams, here on Karma Talk, helping each and every one of you to find your greater purpose. God bless.